I have to tell you that when they came to sit down, Deb said, "We're the big kids." Deb, you're here with your son, Mark. Mark, how are you?
Great.
Deb, thank you again. And I want to say your name correctly. Thine? Did I say that right?
That's like, right.
Thine. Okay.
Rhymes with wine, Dave.
Doesn't everything rhyme with wine? Wine goes with everything. So you guys, this is a really fascinating, fascinating story. Mark, you live out in the Pewaukee area, okay? I'm trying to paint the picture for the audience. They can't see you, so as far as they know, that you might be 10 or 11 mm-hmm. years old. Now, how old are you, Mark?
38 now.
38
but,
now.
But 10 when I started
that's
using
why,
children's
that's
hospital.
Right. Yeah. So 10 when you started using children's. Deb, you said we're the big kids. Talk about your family and what your family's been going through and how it all started. It's a fascinating story. Mm-hmm.
So our family was diagnosed with Marfan syndrome in 1995. My dad was diagnosed kind of by a fluke. The lenses of his eyes were loose, which is unusual, and the eye doctor at that time knew that that was sometimes related to something called Marfan, so he sent him to a cardiologist, and he was diagnosed with Marfan's. Now, Marfan's is a connective tissue disorder that affects the eyes, it affects the heart, the blood vessels, and the skeletal system of the body, and it weakens those connective tissues. So people are predisposed to having lenses become loose or aortic aneurysms, which is what our family has. So when my dad was diagnosed, it's a genetic disorder, and there's a 50-50 chance that a parent can pass that on to their children. So I went and got evaluated, and I was diagnosed with Marfan's. So then my husband and I decided that we would bring our kids to Children's Hospital here to the Herma Heart Center and have them all evaluated. We had four boys. They were 6, 8, 8, and 10 at that time. And we had them evaluated. They had a 50-50 chance, each one of them, of having Marfan's, and all four of them had Marfan syndrome.
Wow.
So we kind of hit the jackpot when it comes to that.
Play the lottery that day?
I should have. Yeah.
So there were 6, 8, 8, and 10, you said, at the
yes,
time.
Yes, at that time.
Obviously, you said this was a total, like, you didn't have any idea, your dad didn't have any idea, he just goes, thank God that guy, the doctor he went to, knew that this was a symptom
right,
of
yes.
Marfan syndrome, right?
Yes, because we would have gone on without
never
knowing
knew your
it.
Lenses could be loose.
No.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so now there are so many things that go along with Marfan syndrome that you've just explained, but you said your family, specifically the heart issue, what have you all been through because of that?
Why don't you answer that?
Yeah, it's been quite a journey for our entire family. As my mom just said, we went 4 for 4 with the boys.
Yeah.
With the aortic aneurysm, the team here at Children's just measured and monitored us for years. But ultimately, our entire family ended up having open heart surgery here at Children's Hospital.
Wow. Did you get a special? Do you have a coupon or something?
Frequent flyers.
Yeah, we're in Wisconsin. We love coupons in Wisconsin.
Well, and I think we may still hold the record for being the tallest children on the operating table here at Children's. My brothers and I were all about 6'5".
Well, okay. And probably the oldest patient,
yeah.
too, because not only did they do our four boys, but because the surgery was such an unusual surgery and very uncommon, the surgeon and the surgical team here at Children's did my surgery too and went over to Frederick Hospital and did
really?
My surgery. So the surgical team from Children's did all five of us in
so
our family.
So you were not kidding when you came to sit down and said, we're the big kids.
Right. Spent a lot of time here.
Yeah, you do spend a lot of time here. So when you said they monitored very closely, how many years of monitoring did that take before they realize, okay, now's the time to do it?
Yeah, it varied among each of us based upon the growth of the aneurysm in our heart.
Okay.
But for me, you know, starting around 10 years old, ultimately had open heart surgery at 22 years old as I was finishing college before getting off parents' health insurance.
That's always a good
idea.
Yeah, good
exactly.
timing.
But we knew it, you know, eventually I was going to have
sure.
the open heart surgery. And you know, thank God that we did have it and that we had it here at Children's too. We certainly researched a lot of different, you know, options. We thought about, should we go to the Cleveland Clinic? Should we go somewhere else?
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? We've got amazing care right here in Milwaukee mm-hmm. at Children's Hospital.
Absolutely.
A fantastic surgical team and the nurses, you know, everyone surrounding this entire organization has just really wrapped their arms around us as a family and taken great care of us.
And so this is, since it's a genetic condition, now when you and your brothers have kids, you will have to have them tested, right? Because is it still a 50-50 chance?
Yes, it is. Yes, and we have 9 grandchildren now, and 4 out of the 9 grandchildren have Marfan's.
All right.
And they also go to the Herma Heart Center. So at one point, we actually had 4 generations going to the
wow.
Herma Heart
Unreal.
Institute. My dad went, I went, the 4 boys went, and their children went. So we I think break the record for the number of family members.
They know you by name, I'm assuming.
Okay, how tall was your dad?
My dad was 6'2",
okay.
But our boys are all 6'3", 6'5".
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right. And when they're monitoring you along the way, and you and your 3 brothers, was it sort of a competition on who's going to get the surgery first? Or and back in the day, did you all want to be diagnosed? Because if one of you was, you all wanted to be diagnosed? Or how'd that go?
Well, with 4 boys, everything's a competition.
Right, that's
right?
what I'm saying. Yeah. That's what I mean.
Yeah, so no doubt. Of course, no one wants to have open heart surgery.
But your brothers.
But everything was definitely a competition. And we would deliberately schedule our checkup appointments on the same day here.
See, I figured
and,
it.
And
See,
we would all come here. We'd all get our echoes. And then,
and then
the staff always knew the thines were coming today.
Yeah. Black off the whole
and
afternoon.
And black off the whole day. Yeah, they really became an extension of our family. And they would all check up on us. And today, I'm still a patient at 38 of Children's Hospital.
And so am I.
And there's an adult clinic, so we still come back and see many of the same staff.
How unusual is that? Like, other adults at Children's? In other words, do you run into a lot of other people?
Well, I think the amazing thing about Children's is they've been so successful in taking care of kids with heart defects that these kids are now living into adulthood. And so there's a special need to take care of those people that have these
right.
health histories. And Children's developed this childhood to adult congenital heart defect clinic. And Marfan's clinic to take care of people like our family, where the kids had these major open heart surgeries and unusual surgeries and are being followed by doctors now that know and understand those procedures and the needs of those patients.
How incredible is this place in the sense that, it touches everybody in a different way, but if there was no Children's Hospital here in Wisconsin, you may not have been treated for this kind of thing. You may not even know it. It's one of those things where the care that they give here is not just all-encompassing, but they know about so many different things that, the fact that your dad's lenses, that was a fluke thing, but eventually they would have figured out the Marfan thing.
Mm-hmm.
The fact is that they have a Marfan clinic, though. Who has a Marfan clinic around the country?
If it hadn't been for Children's and for the expertise of the doctors here, we probably would have lost a family member before we would have known we had this problem.
Wow.
And it probably would have been our youngest son because his aneurysm was pretty significant.
Wow.
And he was playing basketball. And we probably would have lost him, and that's how we would have found out. So fortunately, the staff here was on top of it, knew the diagnosis, knew the symptoms, knew what to look for. We had one of the leading Marfan experts in the country who lectures all over the world taking care of us at that time, and we're just so grateful.
And it has to inspire so much confidence.
You're
unsure of how things are going to turn out, but you are confident knowing that they're doing whatever they need to do to make it successful.
Yeah, they really are. The Herma Heart Institute has been built on the shoulders of giants here, in the doctors and the research, and again, the nursing staff. We could have gone somewhere else for our care, but to have our care here in Milwaukee, and then to be able to recover around family and friends and the love and the support that you get, because we're here for quite a while after having such a major surgery, it really helps in the healing process to have that right here in our hometown.
And after you've had the surgery, what is long term? Do you come back to clinic and they keep checking on you? And
every year.
Every year.
We're here every year and continue to come back and be seen, and then meet with other families too that are going through the same experience now. It really is kind of a community through the Herma Heart Institute, and proud to talk to other families that have the same types of conditions.
Have you found people from around the country that come here, or is it all local folks that come in?
Oh, there are a number of people that come from all over because this is a very well-known clinic.
Yeah, right. And not only is it well-known, but I can't imagine, like I said earlier, how many clinics like this are there? Are there? There can't be more than a handful.
No. I mean, we would have ended up going to Cleveland Clinic if we hadn't had the care here because there's nothing else that matches it.
I've been to Cleveland. It's not.
And not only that, though, why would you want the added stress of traveling?
Exactly. And like you said, recovering around family and the love and support. Well, thank you for sharing the story.
Yes.
It's incredible. It continues to amaze us every year. Every interview we do, we find something else out. I had no idea about the Marfan Clinic and the fact that you could continue to be followed, not just into your 30s, but all the way through your life.
Big kids.
Well, very glad to actually be here to support that.
Thank you so much. We appreciate it. Thanks for the time.